I spoke earlier with Ambassador Joseph Wilson, the man whose wife's identity was exposed. Here's what he had to say.
Well, when I first spoke to Bob Novak about this, he called me for a confirmation, which I declined to provide. But when in asking the question, he said that CIA officers had told him my wife's name. After he printed his article, which referred to two senior administration officials, I called him back to ask for clarification whether it was CIA or senior administration, and he told me he misspoke the first time. So that takes it basically out of the CIA and puts it somewhere else in the government, as best I can figure the etiquette of these sorts of sourcing decisions. Subsequent to that, in the week following the Novak article, I received calls from journalists who, quoting White House sources, asked me for comments. So the White House was certainly pushing the story for a full week after the Novak article came out.
Why do you think the White House would do that?
Well, I've always operated on the assumption that it was to intimidate and prevent others from coming forward and speaking. As you recall, at the time, there were a number of analysts who had been speaking off the record or on background or not for attribution, complaining that there had been undue pressure placed on them by repeated visits for the vice president, his chief of staff, and Mr. Gingrich out to the CIA. Now, in the Washington Post yesterday and today, a source is quoted as saying that it was pure spite and revenge because I had written my article saying there was nothing to this uranium sales story. If that's the case, I find it reprehensible that a public servant who is paid by the U.S. taxpayer is wasting America's time seeking revenge on somebody who told a story that just happened to be true.
Mr. Ambassador, let me just ask you this. Is it really credible that it would be a significant blow to you or an intimidating tactic to others to disclose the fact that your wife has been a CIA agent? How does that affect your life?
For my wife, it's a little bit disconcerting. She has to answer all these questions. But more to the point, for our own national security, if she is, as was asserted, which is to say a CIA operative involved in nonproliferation of weapons of mass destruction programs, then it takes a national security asset off the table.
What are you hoping will come out of all this?
Well, I have no hopes or desires whatsoever. I think it's despicable what has happened, but what has happened has happened. Where we are now is this is really between the Justice Department and the leaker.
You named at one point the president's chief political advisor, Karl Rove, as the source of this leak. Do you believe that it came from that high in the administration?
No, actually, I didn't name him as a source. And what I did is I did name him in a speech I gave out in Seattle, and it has been interpreted as naming him as a source. I will freely admit that in the spirit of the moment, there may have been an excess of exuberance on my part. I will say that I have every confidence that Karl Rove condoned the leak and certainly did nothing to stop it, and he condoned it after the fact.
Who do you
think? But I don't know who the leaker is or who authorized the leak.
Who's your chief suspect?
I don't have chief suspects. I'll leave that to the Justice Department.
Mr. Ambassador, thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks very much.
Ambassador Joseph C. Wilson.